قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: أكبر العيب أن تعيب ما فيك مثله.
بزرگترین عیب آن است که چیزی را زشت‌انگاری که خود به همانند آن گرفتاری.
The greatest defect is to regard that defect in others which is present in yourself.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال علي بن ابي طالب عليه الصلاه والسلام: اكبر العيب ان تعيب ما فيك مثله. علي بن ابي طالب عليه الصلاه والسلام says in نهج البلاغه: the greatest defect is to regard that defect in others which is present in yourself. Many times you look at a defect that a person has and you say, which is a very bad sin, and you also mention it to others, and sometimes you forget that you have that bad quality in yourself, you have that sin in yourself, and sometimes you don't forget, you know that you have this sin in yourself, and you still go on to regard or mention that sin of that person to others. Oh, this person does so and so or says so and so. And you know you have that bad sin in yourself. The Imam Hassan says that the greatest defect, this is the biggest am, this is the biggest deficiency that you have. That when you have a sin in yourself, when you have a defect in yourself, you say that the other person has it. Oh, he is an impractical person. Are you a practical person? If you're an unpractical person yourself, then you have no right to criticize the other person for it. So it's very important that, first of all, we look at our own selves. Some teacher once told me that when you point a finger towards others, the other fingers that you are pointing towards you, meaning you may be pointing out the sin of another person, but you may have those sins in yourself, you may have those deficiencies in yourself. So it is very important that we not only first of all observe ourselves, but try and overlook the mistakes of other people and concentrate on self-building, concentrate on our own deficiencies, concentrate on our own sins, that I need to get rid of this sin, I need to get rid of this deficiency, I need to rid myself from all of these evil deeds that I have. And once you are in a position, or once you are have improved yourself, that you have removed that deficiency from your own self, that's when you should be in a position to say that I want to rectify the others, or I want to point out the mistakes of other people. But until and unless you haven't improved, you haven't learned, you haven't got rid of the deficiency you have in yourself, you have no right to tell the others or point out the mistakes of others. All leaders of the society do this, all politicians and others do it. So it is important that we learn that we have deficiencies, we have things that we lack, we have sins that we may have. We need to get rid of our deficiencies before we point out the deficiencies of other people. Thank you very much for listening.